if it's a close game, he gonna be his worst. He gonna be his own worst enemy. Cause you seen it in the Dallas game. Send it into overtime. You wanted to go for the win. All you had to do was kick the extra point.
But you just gave him credit a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I mean, he is a great coach, but he gonna can be his own worst enemy.
But situational football, that's the part. You know, after the first time that you failed, you should have went for the extra point then.
They did go for it three times, didn't they?
Exactly. Three straight times? I mean, I was sitting there yelling at the screen. Like, seriously?
Stop it three times, didn't we?
Now, y'all make a very compelling case. I might have to pull Jamal Crawford on this one.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I might have to, man.
And like I said, I should have put an over-under on you, Millie. Like, every time they fix this early, every single time. And even me and CJ went in on you, and he says, man, you really must be bad to make a pick on Monday. Like, you don't take no account into who gets injured in practice. At all.
Well, look, this man that said like 3 weeks ago, I don't know if anybody remember. 3 weeks ago, he had already predicted that his Eagles was going to lose in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, I did.
Me and him talked the other day. He almost made me believe it. He got me believing it, but I'm going with him. I want the Eagles to win. I just think the Eagles are a better team than the Buccaneers.
What makes you think that? Because of the names on the back of the jersey?
No. I just think they're just a better team, offensively and defensively.
I don't see it. I'm sorry. I don't see it, Omar.
In the midpoint of the season, they were a better team. But the last 6 weeks showed that, hey, they can't be trusted.
I mean, you cannot sit there, Ramon, and say, you lost five out of six, technically six in a row, and say, oh, everything's all good.
I'll trust Jalen Hurts over Baker Mayfield.
Over a broken finger? Here's the thing. If Jalen Hurts gets blitzed, it's a wrap. That's where Jalen gets in trouble every time. Plus, he's short. So, if he throws more than one interception, he's done.
Also, it seems like I'm the only one that's gonna go with the Eagles in this pick whenever we get to it.
Oh, we can get to it now.
We can do it now.
Mr. Fitz.
We already on it.
Mr. Fitz.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, give us, alright, we come to that time of the show. We talking about the Eagles versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers wild card weekend. I want to give me your thoughts on this game. Please air everything. Get everything you gotta say. Get it. Let's get this out right now.
Well, they say Brown is questionable. He got to bring his not A game, his Superman game. I'm talking about no kryptonite, nothing, just everything on the floor. And Hurts, he got to be, I don't know, Lois Lane or whoever Superman bring with him. They got to bring everybody. But we got to get this one. If we get this one, we good.
No, you're not.
Hold on. Everybody gets their time. Because I got a lot to unload here. CJ?
I know you do.
CJ?
Yes.
We already know where you stand with it. Why?
Which game is this?
Eagles and the Buccaneers.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more. Hey, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. That's going to be the biggest disaster in the history of the National Football League.
I love daughters.
10-1 and lose six out of the last seven. That's the biggest, you can use any word you want to use.
Collapse.
I'm going to use, no show, pilot, all that. Y'all terrible. I hope you just going to get put out your misery. But the icing on the cake, Baker Mayfield going to do it to you.
I don't see it.
You didn't.
I love doubters.
You didn't see a whole lot this year, but it's gonna happen.
Okay, Calvin.
You know, and I, even though the analytics say Eagles are, you know, 59% favorites to win, I don't see it happening because, again, like I was just saying earlier, you got a lot of injuries, and even if they do play, they're not 100%. And when you lose this much, this late in the season, you're never going to recover. You have a hard time recovering. And then not only that, anytime when an A.J. Brown is turned into T.O. slash Hollywood, I mean, Antonio Brown, all of a sudden, it's gotten to the point that he's already deleted all the Eagles content on the social media page.
Oh, look.
So that should tell you something right there. The signs are there. And then on top of that, when I made a funny post yesterday about the Bucks flying the plane and they pulled the national anthem and they pushed the wrong button, and I said, if they pull this stunt off, they'll get somebody get fired faster than Nick Sirianni. If they lose on Monday, Sirianni be the first one gone.
Well, you already said that.
Somebody's head's on a silver platter coming Tuesday. Well, you know, like I said, either Patricia's going to be gone or Sirianni's. Sirianni's lost the locker room. You can't control none of these people now. And, I mean, and then, of course, all the people that Ski Mask Howie brought in and signed off on, they haven't done a whole lot like you thought they would. They haven't met their expectations like they, you know, supposedly have. Some guy had a long list of receipts of everybody Ski Mask Howie brought in, and none of them really done the same thing they did the players they had last year. The last year's squad was much better than this year's squad. If you look at it, I mean, it's like, and the defense has given up so much. They're like, I mean, 31st in points allowed. That's unacceptable going into the playoffs. It's not looking good at all. So, Mel, I hate to break it to you, man, but.
No, you don't.
But at
No. What you're not going to do is going to sit up here and lie to these people. You are not going to sit up here.
I hate to break it to you. Because I'm trying to tell you. You're not going to sit up here
for the past 5 minutes talk about my Eagles, then end it with have to break it to you. No, you loved every last minute of that BS. You loved every last minute of it. You started bitching over there.
I had to break it to you.
No.
I got to call the spade a spade.
I got to call one too.
And that's fine. And that's perfectly fine.
You see this?
I'm loving it.
That's you see the whole this? Idea.
And they say, and y'all say, I'm the one that always calls the rants. I want you to go ahead, Mia, go ahead and give it to them like you gave it to me on the phone yesterday morning.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead, bro.
Get that same energy.
Yeah. Right. I mean, no, I'm just saying it because everything that we talked about yesterday morning, he was killing his own organization. Tell everybody how you feel about your organization right now.
Oh, I always
and everything that Cam said.
I mean, I'm Eagles from head to toe. I ain't got Eagles t-shirt under the swaddle.
We ain't talking about all. We ain't talking about all.
We're not talking about that.
But, yeah, yes, we are.
Talk about how you feel about the down. how downridden y'all are.
Remember that post I said 45 seconds?
Tell him about, CJ.
Oh, yeah, because I said, look, I let you have the phone call yesterday, 2 hours.
CJ, to tell me that his coach is the reason that Andrew Luck and who is it? Phillip Rivers or Matt Ryan is not in the NFL no more?
Damn.
I ain't got to say that. Go ahead. Didn't I call this, Calvin?
Yeah.
Oh, how the highly touted.
But it's crazy how it all is coming back around.
Ski Mask Howie was his man last year, CJ.
And he still is. You was all in. Like nobody's business.
And I still am. He's still ski mask out because all this is not his fault.
But see, the thing was, when you got mad at me 3 weeks ago, when I told you, I said, the people that you got to look at, he was one of them because he was the brainchild behind the whole thing. He's the one that signed off on all these free agents that they brought in. And like I said, I mean, yeah, on paper, it looks great. It looks great on paper, but on the field is a whole different story. That's the problem. They're not performing. What we've been seeing on the field the last 6 weeks has been atrocious. It's sad.
I made a post, and when I posted this, I said, 2 hours? Hell, I can't even get 45 seconds without somebody cutting me off. Now look at y'all. Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, continue. Continue. No, go ahead. No, don't let me stop you. Go ahead.
I think I'm the only one riding.
Go ahead.
Outside of Mr. Fitz, I'm going with the Eagles in this game Monday night.
And you know what?
I couldn't lose 5 points.
Oh, we not worried about the point. But now it's not even the points at this juncture. But it's just the whole psychological thing. Like, somebody's gonna be like, "I told you so."
I wonder if my dad got some more coffee over there.
Go ahead.
You might need more than coffee.
And see, the thing that's crazy is because he done made my pick. He made me feel skeptical of my pick because he done, not only him, but my brother Kenny, that's an Eagles fan. They both saying the same thing. Their season is over Monday night. And they Eagles fans.
Well, I'm a Navy veteran. And I'm with the Eagles like a captain. I'm going down with the ship.
Well, your shipmate over here,
lose or drop.
Mr. Fitz, your shipmate over here,
the one who can't get a word out, but continue. Yeah.
He ain't rocking with the Eagles on Monday night.
Says who?
Oh, that's what you done talk.
Oh, yeah. Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, I don't care.
Yeah, see. Yeah, you see, there's a reason why I say what I say. Can I finish now?
Yes, go ahead.
Well, no, I'm sorry. Can I start now?
By all means, come on, let's go. I want to hear this argument.
Fine. I mean, you don't have nothing else to say. You done?
I'm done.
You done?
I'm done.
You done?
It's all yours.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we should all know by now that one thing that billionaires don't like to do, they don't like to be told what to do, and they don't like to be told how to spend their money. And that's exactly what every last football fan does to these millionaires. They try to tell them who to sign, who to pick up, who to bring in, things of that nature. And they want to, tell them, you know, pay this guy, pay that guy. Jeffrey Lurie ain't no different than the owner from the Carolina Panthers. He ain't no different from Jerry Jones. He ain't no different from any other of these billionaire owners that want to see how their money is spent. So you spend all this money on Jalen Hurts, you want to see him sling the ball around the yard. That's evident. You bring these guys in. Hey, Howie Roseman is still ski mask out. He's still my guy. He does his job. He just a yes man, just like the rest of them. Just like Nick Sirianni, just like Brian Johnson. While Brian Johnson's getting looked for an NFL head coaching job right now, because Nick Sirianni has proven that this is his offense. Where did Nick Sirianni come from? He came from Indianapolis under Frank Wright. Ironically, who was the offensive coordinator there? Nick Sirianni, who he had as quarterback? Andrew Luck, Philip Rivers, retired both of them. Same offense, no hot routes, no end cuts, just long passing routes and leave your quarterback like a sitting duck. Makes you don't want to play anymore. So I don't see this offense under Nick Sirianni getting any better because you don't have the horses up there to run it. You're not even running the football. You have to run the football against teams to establish the run to make your offense work. But no, you don't want to do that because you just think that like A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, they can just beat double coverage all the time. It's not going to work that way. And then on the defensive side of the ball, it ain't no better. I mean, I said this day one. It's offense, defense gonna look different. And I hope, and I had my reservations on day one, Sean Desai has to do a better job than Jonathan Gannon. He has not. But at least at least with Sean Desai on the field, they was forcing teams to punt, which is something Matt Patricia's not doing. And Matt Patricia's is gonna get a pass on this one because this is not his defense.
And what you say he doing with two of your defense?
You want to continue? No, go ahead.
I just asked a question.
That was my, I'm not saying nothing.
Well, Bill, I got a question for you.
What's up, Mark? How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good, folks. I don't know if you heard this morning. AJ Brown is out for Monday's game.
Mm. Oh, breaking news, y'all. Breaking news.
It could have been breaking news if I could have had the flow.
That's why I stayed quiet.
I couldn't get to that part yet. I was gonna get that. I was getting on the coaching staff before I got on the players. That's one of the players because AJ Brown's not the only one that's not gonna be out there. Let's keep that in mind. But Matt Patricia's going to get a pass because he's calling defenses, he's calling plays like he's in New England, which this defense ain't built for. Hassan Redick and Josh Sweat are pass rushers. They are not guys that you put out in coverage, which you do religiously, is why this defense cannot get off the field. Because you got defensive ends that can't cover out there in coverage. You already know your linebackers can't cover. So now you got an entire front seven that offense knows going in can't cover running backs and tight ends. Just have the offensive line open, hold the ball for an extra half a second, let these guys get open, and they're going to get open. Why? Because you got the defensive backs playing 10 yards off the ball. You can't win that way. It's too late in the season for this. These players have had their weaknesses exploited by two NFL coordinators. It's really not on them. It's on the guys who pays the checks, who signs the checks, and it's on the guys that pays the guys that sign the checks. This is all on Jeffrey Lurie. Because you think about this. We hired a coach, he has success, and before his success dwindles, he's out of here. As in Chip Kelly, as in Doug Peterson. And after we lose Sunday, it's gonna be on Nick Sirianni. We have squeezed all the juice out of this lemon known as Nick Sirianni. So
let me ask you a question real quick, Mill. You say Matt Patricia's, he's coaching in Philly?
He's calling the defense.
He's
the coordinator.
Defense coordinator.
Have you noticed wherever this dude goes, it becomes a mess? I mean, what you said was 100% correct. Groove brother Hassan Redick is not, he's a hell of a pass rusher. Don't expect him to cover anything. As far as passing around, you ain't getting nothing out of him except a pass rush. That's it. You know, I hate to call people one-trick pony, but that's kind of what he is.
Well, there's a whole team. We have a whole team of one-trick ponies. The reason why we signed Rashad Penny and he hasn't seen the field much, because he can't block. Neither can DeAndre Swift, but DeAndre Swift runs the ball a little bit better than Rashad Penny, so that's why he sees the field and Rashad Penny doesn't. Kenneth Gainwell is our best blocker. Is our best blocker as far as running backs. That's the reason why you see him on the field most of the time. That's the reason why when he's on the field, that's our offense has the most success. Now, I don't even know if DeAndre Swift is going to play. If so, I don't know how much because he's nicked up. We got Landon Dickerson. I don't know how much he's going to play. He's nicked up. Sidney Brown, torn ACL, done for the season. Darius Slay coming off a knee surgery, and he's going to have to go. He's going to have to check Chris Godwin. It's not going to happen. James Bradbury is on Mike Evans. Lord have mercy. I don't even want to watch this. I don't even want to watch this. I'm sorry. However, like I said, I still bleed green. And I feel Jeffrey Lurie, he gets on my, I love the guy, but at the same time, he gets on my nerves. This is all on him.
You got one thing still left in this whole equation.
What's that?
And nobody's bringing it up, but you got one thing left in this equation. I understand AJ Brown is out. First of all, this is the moment where my man, Smith, he's got to show up. But if Julio Jones has anything at all left in his tank, he got to bring it out this week because there ain't no next week. And that's who I think could be the secret weapon in this game.
He can probably stretch the field, too.
If he just has one more game left in him, this is the week they need it. And Goddard's going to have to show up. To me, Smith, this is the game also where he wants to be that number one guy. He had disappeared for a few weeks. What's the brother on that other receiver, number 16?
He's still there?
Yeah. Okay. You see how he done disappeared all year. These dudes got to show up. But on the back end of it, you also got to remember at any time the clock can strike midnight on Baker Mayfield. And Mike Evans, I don't know how y'all deal with that. He's been the most consistent receiver in football for the last 10 years. He don't get the pub, any of that. But, yeah, you got your work cut out for you, but there's some things that can work in your favor, too. I don't trust Baker.
That's the thing. Like, I forgot all about that, Mark. Because there's going to be so much attention since AJ out on Devontae Smith that Julio can have a big game receiver.
Dallas Goedert can have it. All of them can.
Because there's going to be a lot of attention on Devontae Smith.
But can you get it to him is the bigger question.
The thing is, regardless if you can get it to him or not, if Julio going to be your number two, it's going to be a matchup problem because whoever's checking Julio going to always have the advantage.
Well, I tell you what, they got one of the best young safeties in football in Antoine Winfield. That dude seemed like he everywhere. That's, to me, he's the key to Tampa Bay's defense. Again, I don't know if you guys got to see any of Tampa Bay's game last week.
That was horrible. Baker
was hobbling around. He could barely walk. So I don't know what's going to be so much better within the next, from 6 days ago.
All right.
His mobility.
So do you put Winfield over top of the corner that's on the side that Devontae Smith on, or do you put him over top of the corner that's on Julio's side of the field?
I think he's going to play over the top of Devontae Smith. This dude wanted a big. He's been wanting the spotlight. Well, he got it now, and he's got to show up. The only other thing I worry about, I'm like, is Jalen Hurts. He's accounted for so much of the offense, but part of me is like, damn, if he's starting to regress, are we seeing why Tua took his job at Alabama? And I hate to even think that way.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying it puts a lot of thoughts. And I'm going to be honest with you. I know after that first quarter, really, I know after that first drive, how this game's going to really play out.
You got to have the right coordinator. Now, I told y'all before, I said I was going to do a Jamal Crawford. Jamal Crawford, he goes back and forth. Then back again.
Right.
So, I'm calling it like I see it. Hassan Rex going to get 2 sacks. DeAndre Swift is going to break one. Despite this team's ineptitude, those two players are going to carry my squad to victory. Give me my birds.
I got to go. I can't hear no more of this.
I knew this was coming. And I said, and this would have been the perfect time to strike because of all the arguments that you heard
mm-hmm.
from us and Romar, I mean, us and Mark and CJ.
Because you lied to me all week on the phone.
Now remember.
Mark, you know, for me, I get to go to the most exciting game that's going to be happening to me this weekend. A couple hours, I'm going to head down to NRGC and see the Cleveland Browns and the Houston Texans.
Yes, tell me about that one. Give me that. I'm so interested in that one. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, CJ to hop in on this because he's pretty good at analyzing this stuff. My opinion is this. They say Cleveland got the best defense in football. My man is hurt. The cornerback Denzel Ward got hurt in practice yesterday. It depends. I don't, and I say that because if you get the Joe Flacco that was in Baltimore when it came to the playoffs, Houston's in trouble. But what people don't realize, Houston's got probably one of the best young core wide receivers that's coming up. And Cleveland's, hey, them defensive backs don't have their hands filled. And all of a sudden, Devin Singletary then got a rebirth of playing. I think Cleveland should win this game, but again, C.J. Stroud has been so hot. His receivers, Nico Collins, Noah Brown. That maybe that home crowd has something to do with it. Cleveland should win. They favored to win, but there's a point. That's my hometown, but. This is part of me that thinks the Texans are going to win this game.
Here's the weird part about this, because they also said that for the last time the Browns were favored in any playoff game was in 94. So
that's a victory.
And like I said, and to your point, Mark, they're playing with house money. Oh, the Texans are, you know. There's not much pressure on C.J. Stroud. Like I said, I mean, he's been the eye-opener of the league.
Okay. Well, you know what? I ain't gonna lie to you. Down here, no, there's some pressure on him because I didn't realize how the fan base is here.
Uh-huh.
Now, and I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. I mean, it was for a while, everybody was going to see the opposing team. The fan base is weird down here in Houston. It seems like they got a bigger fan base for the New Orleans Saints than what they do with the Texans. But now that they winning,
they coming back.
Now everybody coming back in. So you can see, you know, so
everybody this game to win.
This game today is going to be. I put it to you like this: of course, I'm going for the Browns, but I'm also going for the coach, D'Amico Ryans. I just got a weird feeling the Texans will win this game. Joe Flacco was great in the playoffs, but it's going to be interesting. That's the best way.
I'm going to say you sound really torn on this one because,
yeah, it's kind of rough.
And rightfully so, because another key stat that, not too many people talk about, Joe Flacco has never lost a start in January.
Hey, look, I already know
this dude is dangerous. I'm telling you, at Baltimore, this cat, you didn't beat him in the playoffs. He might suck during the regular season, but you get him to the playoffs?
Yeah.
And you know what's so crazy, Mark? Me and Mill was talking about this the other day. I do not bet against playoff Joe.
No. And that was one of the main reasons why. When I saw that graphic a couple of days ago, and that would make me like, oh, okay, you know.
They say that he ain't never been worth the money that he done got in a contract.
Well, no, you know, that part, I ain't going to say that because.
No, me and my brother had a discussion about Joe Flacco as a quarterback.
Being a Ravens fan, I'll tell you what ends up happening to this, what's happened to him.
They say his defense didn't save him. That's what my brother said.
No, there was one game. See, one of the biggest problems he had for a while was every time he came to the AFC Championship game, he was either playing a top-notch Steeler team or he ran into Tom Brady. Yeah. He ran into Tom Brady. I remember back in 2015, I believe it was, and then first quarter, they was up 21-0, Baltimore and New England.
Yeah.
I said, they're going to lose this game. Partner, I said, how you figure that? I said, man, Tom Brady got three more quarters to work with.
Yeah.
And they came back and they won that game.
With a bunch of five and outs.
You know, one year, Baltimore's down at the goal line, and Lee Evans drops a touchdown pass in the end zone. The next year, a field goal kicker, I forget this punk's name, he sucks. Field goal to win the game to go on, he hits the upright.
Oh boy.
You know what it is, CJ. Sometimes that ghost of leaving in the middle of the night comes back and haunt the Baltimore Ravens. Because the Baltimore Ravens are the original Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns. But now on the back end of it, Cleveland's luck sucks too. Because as soon as Baltimore leaves, within 2 years, they win a Super Bowl. They won another one. They won two.
And it's so crazy because it's the curse of the Ernest Banner fumble.
Well, let me tell you something. On that. As a young kid, I'm thinking the Cleveland Browns, man, this has happened. Oh, my God.
Mighty shot, Hammer. I'm going to say that.
Well, first time was Sam Ritigliano. Oh, wow. We get Brian Sipes, the quarterback. They play the Raiders. The winner goes to the Super Bowl. Brian Sipes gets reps. All he got to do is throw the ball out of bounds. It was freezing up here. He decides to throw it in the end zone. Mike Davis, I remember that. Like yesterday, picks it off. There goes the end of that game. Come 1987. We over my boys now. We all celebrating the Browns going to the Super Bowl. Problem was John Elway had like 30 seconds left. drove him 80 yards. We gone. Next year, Ernest Biner.
The fumble.
I ain't never seen a dude. He in the end zone with the ball back at the 5 yard line.
What?
That when he got hit on that fumble, he was in the end zone. He made it in the end zone. That dude Jeremiah Castillo hit it. Hit it perfect, and that ball ended up back at the 5 yard line.
So he hit him as basically when he was crossing the goal line.
When he hit Ernest Biner, he was on his way into the end zone.
Y'all done had some of the most craziest things happen to y'all in the playoffs.
And then, like yesterday, Monday Night Football. Cleveland Browns win the game. Some dude jumps offside. Team gets to kick the field goal again. They lose. Next morning, Art Modell said, I'm out.
Hey, Mark, you know what's so crazy, dude, that I just thought about?
What's that?
Belichick left Cleveland to win 6 championships in New England.
Well, no, he got fired.
And they shouldn't have never fired him.
Oh, no, trust me. Let me tell you something, and I always say this. He had some decency going to Cleveland, but at that time, I thought he sucked. I mean, I was going to be honest with you. Nobody could succeed with the BS they had going on up in there.
So the best thing for Belichick was to leave?
He actually went to the Jets.
Oh, yeah, he went to the Jets.
And reneged or something happened.
And came back to Cleveland.
No, hold up. He got fired. He was in Cleveland, went to the Jets. I thought he got fired with the, no, he went to the Jets and changed his, something happened.
I think I remember what you're talking about. It was like, he was ready to sign to be the head coach of the Jets.
And went to New England. Cause he was working under Bill Parcells in New York. Decided, hey, when Parcells was going to retire, hey, you know what? They're going to make him the head coach in New York.
And Parcells decided to go to New England. Parcells decided to become state as the Jets head coach.
Yeah.
And that opened the door for him in New England.
And so here's the deal with that though. You get to New England. And this is the problem to me with Belichick. Now, my mindset used to be if you give this dude a couple hours to prepare for you, you're done. But what I didn't appreciate, and I do now, that on the other side of the ball, he had the greatest quarterback that's ever played the game.
Yeah.
And you can see that happening now because the minute Tom Brady left,
he won a Super Bowl.
And if you look at Bill Belichick's record prior to going to New England, and then after Tom Brady, he was under 500.
But you know the craziest thing? Because we had the first person that we had on here that we interviewed, Belichick said to them, like he was telling us, Belichick knew that Tom Brady was his GOAT.
Yeah, Bobby Hamilton.
Yeah, Bobby Hamilton said that.
Yeah.
But it was him, Willis McGahee, and somebody else talking, and Belichick walked past them and said, "Why y'all laughing? I got my quarterback." He knew that Tom Brady was something before the world knew that Tom Brady was the GOAT in football.
Well, I tell you what. You know, I wasn't always a Brady fan. I admit it. I thought he got away with murder in that Raider game when I thought Donovan McNabb went to bed in the Super Bowl. T.O. comes back with a broken leg. He should have been the MVP in that Super Bowl. Donovan McNabb throwing up in a huddle and couldn't have whatever it was he had going on. Lito Shepherd leaves that receiver wide open on the first touch. It really pissed me off so bad with that particular game. Excuse me. They gave it away. They shouldn't have won that game. So for me with Brady, I'm not going to lie. I give him his props, but the only time I ever cheered for that cat was when he was at Tampa Bay. Period. You know, but he proved something to Bill Belichick, and he proved that, hey, I can win without you, but you can't win without me.
But the craziest thing, Tom Brady had the simplest offense for so many years in New England.
Well, he had system guys, because if you ever seen it in Mill, you can attest to this. Any decent player that he had, once they would leave and go somewhere else, outside of maybe Randy Moss, they didn't have that much success.
But you think everybody about it, they got an old Randy Moss.
But you know what? Here's the thing.
He revitalized himself in New England with Tom Brady.
Well, no, you gotta remember what happened with Randy Moss. Once he left Minnesota, he went to the Raiders. He never wanted to be there. He comes, he gets to New England. If they didn't get a hold of Randy Moss, because I remember one time they had he burnt this dude for the Giants on a play, like 80 yards, and he dropped the pass. They came back, ran the same exact play again. And he burnt this dude for like 80 yards. Darrell Revis was only one-on-one. He went past Darrell Revis and made it look so easy. He just put a hand up, but he just went past and put a hand up. Darrell Revis ended up limping like he done pulled a hamstring, never came back in the game. Tom Brady, I put it to you like this, that's that year they went 16-0 or whatever, then lost to the Giants.
18-0. Well, yeah.
As great as they say Brady was, a lot of that had to do with Randy Moss that year.
Yeah. They almost averaged 50 points a game.
But again, you had system guys on that team. You know, Troy Brown, Corey Dillon. What's the other dude that was the receiver? He left and went to Seattle. You never heard from him no more. So it's one of those things with New England where it's almost as great as they are. It's almost a curse to be within the system of that team, because when you leave outside of that team, you almost become irrelevant.
But you know, that's the crazy thing, because of Belichick, Brady is the only person that probably beat Belichick, because none of his coaches, none of his players that become coaches have ever really beat him.
True.
But again, if you look at
the only person that ever beat him that played for him.
But what was the name of that other receiver they had? Edelman? No, they outside when they had, them were system guys. You ever notice Wes Welker? When you had Wes Welker, as soon as he left there, he went to the Chargers. He was irrelevant.
And then Amendola that played for the Rams, and then
that black dude that was a wide receiver. I forget his name now. He left and went to Seattle. Didn't hear nothing else. Deion Branch. Never heard anything else.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
From him. You get their coaches. They all starting off with Romeo Crennel. He gets a job in Cleveland. Sucks. Charlie Weiss, he takes a job. I think he went to
Notre Dame. No, he went to Notre Dame and got blessed in the national championship game against Alabama.
Yeah, he sucked. You got Josh McDaniels that actually went to Denver first. It was horrible. He sucked.
And got beat Bill O'Brien.
Bill O'Brien comes down to the Houston Texans. Damn near put him back 10 years. He sucked. You get Josh McDaniel again in Oakland. I don't know if this dude made it a year, was he in year two? It don't matter. I knew it was a disaster.
Yeah.
I mean, Matt Patricia goes to Detroit. It's awful weird. He goes to Detroit. It's a train wreck. Dude comes right behind him, and they're one of the best teams in the NFL. So.
And don't forget Mike Vrabel.
But you know what? He's the only decent one to me.
Yeah.
And then he got fired.
Yeah, he's on, but you know what? He was in a lame duck situation where you got Mills, boy, Tannehill, and all them down there.
You had something to do with that too, didn't you? I want another level, Tannehill.
There was an AFC championship game 2 years ago. Dude gets fired this year. I mean, Jerry Glanville was right when he told that referee that time, this is the NFL, which stands for not for long.
You ain't kidding on that one.
When you're doing this. You know, Gerard Mayo got the job in New England now.
Yes.
Good luck to him. I mean, I'm glad as a black coach, they were able to bypass all the other interview and stuff. Somehow there's some kind of rule that got kicked in where they could just hire him. And since he was black, wasn't nobody going to argue with it anyway.
Because when he restructured his contract back, I want to say 2019, 2020, it was in his contract that he was going to succeed Bill Belichick as a head coach. So whenever Bill Belichick stepped down, Gerard, it was going to be a job anyway. By that being in his contract, you can't bypass all those other rules because it was never like a coaching vacancy. It was like,
predecessor.
Yeah, he was in waiting.
Yeah, now you got scenarios where, and you know, no, Kevin, Romar, if you look at it, it's kind of weird now because all these old school coaches are starting to fade out. Remember, it used to be Pete Carroll got the hook the other day.
Well, he wasn't ready to go. But you know what's so crazy about the Mayo junk? Because New England. As I was reading it, I was reading an article about it yesterday. He got that contract type of situation that a couple of years, about maybe 10 years ago, when Ozzie Newsome was stepping down as GM of the Ravens, the GM that took his place, it was in his contract to predecess Ozzie Newsome.
Yep.
So it was like he took a page from Ozzie Newsome to solidify that he was guaranteed a head coaching job one way or another.
Well, then let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they say that Mayo has the locker room.
Yeah, he got it. Let me ask you a question. Now we got all these different vacancies on two levels, college and pro. Mm-hmm. What happens with Antonio Pierce?
They already, you know what's so crazy? The Raiders are denying him a chance to even be a head coach.
And that's
somewhere else or a defensive coordinator somewhere else because it's been a few teams from what I done seen, the Giants and a couple of other teams. They might not give him the head coaching job, but they've been requesting to interview him for the defensive coordinator spot that's vacant.
But from what I heard, he was the front runner for that head coaching gig.
Yeah, I heard that too, but here's the problem. Here's the problem, believe it or not. You got one big obstacle in his way.
What's that?
You got Jim Harbaugh. Mark Davis already got a coaching payroll damn near like the Lakers. I mean, he owe everybody. Josh McDaniels on the hook for about 40-50 million. John Gruden still owed like 100 million. Who was the cap before that? I mean, everybody he done fired, they say he don't mind spending the money. So, you know, if I'm Jim Harbaugh, to be honest, I'd rather go to the Chargers. I think that'd be a better fit for him.
I've been saying this for the last almost month that if Jim Harbaugh leaves Michigan, he's going to become the coach of the Los Angeles Chargers.
And well, he, that would be the best fit for him.
And I say and the only reason I say that because he loves the West Coast.
Well, here's two things. He was secure. He got his first coaching job at the University of San Diego. Since the 49ers did the Super Bowl and the NFC Championship.
But, Mark, who was the quarterback that took the Chargers to their first Super Bowl?
Believe it or not, it was Stan Humphries. No, it was Stan Humphries.
No, outside of him. Remember, Natron Peterson, Jim Harbaugh.
They never got to any other Super Bowl. Stan Humphries was the only one. Jim Harbaugh was actually with the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, that's right. They
and he was there before Peyton. He kept Peyton Manning took his spot.
It was the summer.
Before Stan Humphries got there in San Diego, they had some dude, Billy Joe Tolliver or something. Some of these dudes
are
stuck.
Yeah, I remember B.J. Tolliver.
But.
Trash.
But you got jobs open now where if you look at it as a whole, Mill, you know this. Last time the Raiders had a decent, had a run in the playoffs was when, who was the dude that got fired?
Gruden, wasn't it?
No, it was Gruden.
Yeah, it was Gruden.
And the assistant coach came in, took him to the playoffs, and they didn't even give that dude a sniff.
Hold on, yeah, it was the Mexican.
Yeah, Versace. Rich Versace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was back in 2002?
No, that was last year.
That was about 2 years ago.
Year four.
So that's why I wonder when it comes to Antonio Pierce, I'm like, hell, they just had a dude that took him to the playoffs and didn't give him a job. So what's going to be the difference with Antonio Pierce? That's just my set on it. I believe if they can somehow entice Jim Harbaugh to come there, the money's right. They also were talking.
Talking about Gruden.
He can't go back there. They talking about maybe Belichick going to Las Vegas.
No.
They got him. They keep talking about him in Atlanta. Don't take it the wrong way. I can't see Bill Belichick in a black city. He just don't seem like that. Yeah. He would be that type of cat.
That's so crazy.
I don't think that'd be a match at all.
I thought Bill was going to go to Chicago, but Matt Eberflus is staying.
That even shocked me.
I will say this. Let me say this. Let me get out y'all's way. We still got to get the rest of the games. The CEO, is he giving me your thumbs up for another 15 minutes? Yes, he just gave me a thumbs up for another 15 minutes. We're going to get to all these games. I'm going to say this about Bill. Me and Roma talked about this a couple weeks now.
Yeah, and actually,
this makes sense.
With the Eberflus staying in Chicago, it has gave a lot of more traction to what you've been saying. Yeah. That it's possible. You see him in D.C., as the head coach.
For Belichick?
Yes.
Check this out.
Look.
Check this out.
And I'm only saying this because Joe Harris, after he fired Ron Rivera, he has put his foot on the throttle to get his front office straight.
That don't sound bad.
But check this out.
But the last week or so, he done had interviews for GMs at his house in Miami. Now, we done had the assistant GM to be our GM from San Francisco.
All right, now check this out. All right, you have Bill Belichick, head coach. And the way the things gone last season, he can bring in Josh McDaniels as the OC.
No.
Matt Patricia as the DC.
No. Because.
Retreaded dudes that can't.
But at the end of the day, you can't get rid of one person right now. If we have Bill Belichick going into this season, Eric Bieniemy will still be his offensive coordinator.
No, I can guarantee that ain't happening.
I don't see that
now he's still the only person that's still under contract.
You know what? Mill's right. If he comes to Washington, Josh McDaniel is coming with him. Oh. I can guarantee you that part.
That's going to be even worse.
Now,
No,
now, he's a hell of an offensive coordinator.
He's a great offensive coordinator. He's a terrible head coach.
Oh, shit. Yes.
Yeah.
Every time.
Everybody doesn't deserve a head coach job.
He got fired. I mean, he left to go to Denver, got fired, came back, and still won another ring.
Yeah.
But yeah. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you real quick. How does it, did this dude get the chance, gets fired, come back, then gets another job? Raheem Morris gets a job down in Tampa Bay a few years back. He got fired. This dude ain't got a sniff since.
And nope, because we didn't request it. We didn't request it from the Rams to interview him too for the head coaching job. We didn't request it. They interview the offensive and defensive coordinators from the Lions.
Both of them, yeah.
We'd have requested the interview the defensive coordinator from the Ravens. So, you know.
Well, I know who the defensive coordinator is going to be. I can tell you now. Wink Martindale just quit up in New York.
What, the Jets?
No, the Giants.
No, with the Giants. Well, and he'll be coming down to D.C., the person that's going to be the odd person out.
He's going to be in a bidding war with Philly. But
why you say that, Mark?
They say this dude's the best defensive coordinator in football.
But
why do you
say that you can see him coming to D.C.?
Yeah, I'll tell you why. It's going to be Miller said it's a bidding war for him now.
Yeah.
And this dude, and I forget who, this, now that they fired Ron Rivera and that GM or whatever, who is it? They hired somebody to do consulting or something.
Yeah.
Some big name outfit to come in.
The dude that used to be the GM for the Warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got Bob Myers.
But we landed our new GM yesterday.
Who was that?
The assistant GM from San Francisco. He's our new GM now.
Well, here's going to be the deal. Magic. The one thing about Magic Johnson, whenever he goes into ownership in a group, he ain't got the tolerance to be waiting for no rebuild.
Exactly.
For him to bring Bob Myers basically from the Patriots in as a consultant on hiring the GM, Bob Myers ain't done. Bob Myers is going to be the one that's going to be also doing the advising on the free agency and in the draft.
Since we had the assistant GM from San Fran, he's going to be the one with a lot of input on who we going after as a head coach.
Remember I said this to you. Remember I told you this one right here. Uh-oh. It sounds funny. Remember I said this. Somebody told me this last night. Somebody that's connected really well. Remember I said this.
Go ahead. Who you got?
Don't be surprised if Deshaun Watson don't end up with the Commanders.
Uh-oh. Huh?
Watch what I tell you on this.
Kevin, breathe. Breathe, Kevin.
No.
Breathe, Kevin.
No.
Don't be surprised.
No. Guys?
No.
Guys, no. Listen to me. When Mark says it like this, the tone he's saying and the way he said, yo, do not take this lightly. Mark's got these sources.
Mark has these sources. Why do you believe that?
I want to hear this one.
Yeah, I want to know why do you believe that Deshaun Watson, and we got a number two pick.
Let me tell you why.
I honestly don't think it's going to cost y'all draft pick.
Number one, it ain't going to cost you the second pick in the draft. He ain't worth the second pick in the draft. Cleveland is going to be on the hook for a majority of this money, even if he gets traded. That's number one.
Yes, true.
Number two.
Right. Okay.
Number two. Again, Magic, when he gets involved with an ownership with a team, just like he did with the Dodgers, you remember when the Lakers pissed him off, he resigned right in mid-season. He said, hey, you know, I'm done with this. I'm stepping out of this owner, this GM thing, whatever. Rob Pelinka's backdooring me. I'm out. Trust me, someone was telling me this, and I said, you got to be kidding me. He said, there's two things that's happening. He said, y'all going to have a double whammy come your way, and I hope the second one doesn't happen. But he said, don't be surprised if you don't see Deshaun Watson end up in D.C. If they don't get him, don't be surprised if Gardner Minshew ain't in D.C. Huh? But he said, you know what? He did get a team to the playoffs.
Either one of them.
I will take Gardner. I will take Sam Howell as my starting quarterback over Gardner Minshew.
Well, here's the problem with that. From what people say with Sam Howell, I had him on a fantasy. I understand what you're saying. He would put up points. But the problem is, what the Commanders is getting ready to get into, or we got to win now mode. They talking about the new stadium. They got to get something going here because
which makes more sense to bring Bill Belichick and that coaching staff. It's a proven commodity. It's one that's won multiple rings.
Hey, I will say this. With the number two pick, I wouldn't be surprised if Marvin Harrison doesn't go number one. We grab him at number two.
I was going to say, no, if they smart, they already got Terry McLaurin on one side. They ain't got nobody. Curtis Samuel ain't the answer.
If we grab that man at the number two pick, you keep Sam Howell as your quarterback.
I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't, because if I could get a Deshaun Watson and I can get him on the cheap, I gotta try. I gotta do something. Because it's getting to a point where I don't think that running back is working out like they thought he would.
I think that's a lot to do with Eric Bieniemy and being the offensive coordinator this year. Because Brian Robinson easily could be a 1,000-yard rusher this year.
Well, I don't think he's going to be the offensive coordinator next year.
If it wasn't for the injuries.
This is how you use him. This is how you use him.
I don't think he's going to be the offensive coordinator. I'll be honest with you. It sounds crazy. Hey,
he's going to be the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons.
No. I really think it's going to happen.
They've been looking at him a lot.
If Eric Bieniemy does not get a head coaching job this year, and they don't retain him in Washington, I see him going back to Kansas City. Because it's obvious Andy Reid ain't doing too well without him. And he ain't doing too well without Andy Reid.
These are our phone discussions that you are talking about, Mom.
See, all these wild scenarios.
Me and Mill been talking on the phone. We talk almost every morning, and we talk about everything that be going on in the league. But it's been a lot of traction since Arthur Smith got fired. That Eric Bieniemy could be the coach of the Atlanta Falcons.
His name did come up.
I love him to coach the Eagles, but that's neither here nor there. Right.
But you know what?
But you know, I say this. He could be the perfect coach for the Atlanta Falcons because they have a lot.
They'll do something stupid and go get a dude that had 11 jobs. They'll go get Frank Reich or something like that.
Yeah.
And see, that's the thing that makes me mad. They'll get a dude like Frank Reich or they'll take a chance with a dude like a Cliff Kingsbury. I mean, they'll do something ridiculous.
But who's to say if they give Eric Bieniemy the head coaching job?
Well, no, if he gets it, I'm praying he gets a job.
His offensive coordinator.
I don't see that one.
But I'm just saying.
Stranger things have happened, but I don't see that.
I see why you say it because.
I could see that. And not only that, and think about it, because we got the NFC South next season, too.
What if somehow they were able to turn tight to Jim Harbaugh to come to Atlanta?
Yeah, but I'm saying as far as our opponents go, NFC.
Our opponents go, we got the AFC North. We got Baltimore, Cleveland. We got everybody from out.
To answer your question, Mark, I don't see it. I think Jim Harbaugh is doing all this just to get the bag from Michigan.
He got to get up out of there though, because he got to get up out of there. Exactly. I know he just won a national title, but this dude didn't have. I mean, he liked Pete Carroll when he was at USC. It's going to be so much mess coming after this. It's cool right now. Trust me, he got some stuff that's going to go down. So he got to get out of Michigan.
And it's true because think about this. Now, Jim Harbaugh, he's already checked off two boxes. to beat Ohio State and to win a national championship. He's already accomplished both of them. What else do you have to prove?
Well, that's what they had him for.
Okay. Well, so but he, and he's did all of that.
If it's more coming down the pike, if there's more punishment, I mean, if there's more stuff that's about to get uncovered about Harbaugh, then yeah, I can see him with the charges then.
Yeah, he got to go.
I think he's leaving Michigan now, anyway.
Let's just say if Belichick doesn't end up in D.C., Belichick ends up in Carolina like you said, Mill.
But you know what, Mill? Yep. Thought about that. I thought about that. And I tell you something else I thought about for Atlanta. And it's not far-fetched. That backup quarterback from Cincinnati, get ready to get some serious money.
Who, Ritter?
No, Browning.
No, that dude, Browning.
Browning.
I can see
him. Atlanta would be a perfect fit for this cat.
Hey, but you know what's so crazy? I seen a stat over, like, I seen some on Instagram. They was talking about a lot of starting quarterbacks from